Once upon a time, there were two beautiful kittens. Itty, the kitty, and Bitty, the kitticorn. They loved to sing, dance, eat tuna, and especially go on adventures. In fact, they're on an adventure right now.
Itty bitty.
Itty bitty.
Itty and bitty.
Itty and bitty.
Kitty tails.
Kitty tails.
I hope you enjoy this episode of Itty and Bitty's Vacation. There is nothing nicer than the smell of salty waves mixed with the faint noise of dolphins playing. Amid that, a warm summer's day, a cup of pink lemonade, and the company of a good friend. Today, Itty and Bitty were sailing on the Kitty Cruise, a fantastic cruise ship made entirely for cats. One room was the tuna dining hall, and one was a sunroom made just for napping, and yet another was a scratching pool room. The only thing that the ship lacked was a pool, which made perfect sense, because as everyone knows, cats heartily dislike water. It was a wonder that Bitty convinced Itty to go.
"Itty, it'll be really fun. You don't need to go anywhere near the water."
"Well, okay." But now, after a few days, both Itty and Bitty were ecstatic with excitement.
"Bitty, let's go sit on the boat's deck. We might see a dolphin or a mermaid."
"That sounds amazing. I would love to see a mermaid. If they're real. I'm not sure, though. But, wait, what's that near the horizon? Is that a wave?" And yes, it was a wave. A huge wave came hurtling towards the boat.
"Quickly, everyone! Take cover!"
The wave crashed directly onto the boat. A hair-raising, or should I say, fur-raising, shriek came from all the cats on board. Finally, the flood of water ceased.
"Is everyone all right?"
Everyone was all right. Or almost everyone.
"Help! Save us! We fell into the water!"
The captain threw a lifesaver to Itty and Bitty, but it was too late because a huge whale came and swallowed them whole.
"Help us!"
Luckily, being swallowed by a whale isn't as unpleasant as you'd expect. Except, yes, there was quite a stench, but aside from that, it wasn't too bad.
"What just happened? Where's the boat? Why does it stink? Why am I wet? Oh, Itty, I'm scared. Oh, what are we going to do?"
"I think we just got swallowed by a whale." I hope you've been enjoying this episode. It'll be back after a quick break. Do you know what Itty and Bitty's favorite snack is? You guessed it, tuna. To be more like Itty and Bitty, here's a tip. Have tuna for every meal with the brand Itty Bitty Tuna Can. You can have it for every meal. Tuna waffles for breakfast, tuna sandwiches for lunch, tuna on crackers for snack, and tuna casserole for dinner. That is Itty and Bitty's menu. For more info, go to your nearby grocery store where they will have tuna. I hope you enjoy it. We just left off on a thrilling story about called Itty and Bitty's Vacation. Itty and Bitty were just swallowed up by a whale after a huge storm at sea. What's going to happen next? Thinking quickly, Bitty whispered a plan into Itty's miniature ear.
"Okay, here's the plan. You know how whales get a blowhole? We can tickle them and get blown out."
"You're a genius." And so, Itty and Bitty set to work tickling away at the whale's large stomach. And just as Bitty had predicted, the whale started to jiggle.
"Look, it's working!"
Finally, the whale started wholeheartedly laughing, its huge mouth filled with water.
"Out we go!"
They flew out of the whale's stinking belly and up, up, up into the open air. But then they fell down, 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 crash into the water. Itty and Bitty struggled against the strong water, but failed.
No!
But something lifted them out of the water.
And no, it wasn't another whale.
It's a mermaid! You saved us!
The mermaid smiled, her shining grin so bright it lit up the whole now darkened sky.
Hello, my name is Kupio Badila.
Can you repeat that, please?
Kupio Badila.
But you can call me C for short.
Thanks, C. How can we ever repay you?
Well, I've heard you guys make great tuna sandwiches. So, I actually only eat seaweed. So could you make me one?
Of course! As soon as we get back to the boat.
And so, they sailed all the way back to the boat in the mermaid's water chariot.
This is so cool!
When they got to the boat, Itty and Bitty gathered tuna, bread, and their secret ingredient.
When they were finished, the mermaid was stuffed and happy.
Will you give me your recipe?
Of course.
But can we come visit you too?
Yes!
You know what? Every time you visit me, I will make tuna sandwiches in memory of this day. Thank you very much.
Kuiopedialada!
Uh-oh. That's my dad calling. I'd better go home. Bye, sea. Well, see you later at your home in the sea.
Ha ha ha!
And so, sea swam away, leaving Itty and Bitty behind.
Goodbye, they yelled.
Goodbye.
We'll be back soon.
The end.
The moral of this story is, if you see a mermaid, offer her a tuna fish sandwich in exchange for her assistance.
Itty bitty.
Itty bitty.
Itty and bitty.
Itty and bitty.
Kitty tails.
Kitty tails.
Woo!
Woo!
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Itty and Bitty Kitty Tales. Episode 5.